Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Unbelievable. Just looking at the final totals from the theft of that election from Spencer Pratt, as the Democrats clearly and obviously fixed things to make sure that no Republican would make it into the runoff. Unbelievable. Nithya Raman, socialist city council member there in L.A., lost her own district to Pratt. And then, who, by the way, was ahead by 40,000 votes over the Democrat socialist city councilwoman, a margin that seemed to validate Pratt's social media insurgency, a result that roughly matched polling. So he was headed into a November runoff against incumbent communist mayor Karen Bass, who was trained in Cuba. But then by Sunday morning, 6 days later, the lead had evaporated after a week of counting, with Raman pulling ahead by more than 3,100 votes, allegedly from the homeless population outside of her district, crushing Pratt's long shot dream of flipping Los Angeles City Hall red. Now, I don't think Pratt was going to win in that race against Karen Bass. I think Bass would have gotten Nithya Raman's numbers, but Spencer Pratt absolutely would have made the runoff for sure and given her a run for her money. But it was becoming embarrassing to Democrats to have him very successfully mouthing off about the horrors of living in a blue area. It's just miserable. A net swing of more than 43,000 votes since Tuesday, Pratt wrote on X. Yes. Well, in the system where everybody is mailed a ballot, if you are a registered voter, and just about everybody's force registered, and they won't turn over their voter rolls, but Judicial Watch is suing them because there's at least 873,000 either dead or moved people they send the ballots out for, and then the ballots just come back. Once the ballots come in, there is no chain of custody whatsoever. So there's no telling who filled it out. So say you live in an apartment, and this happens in California, you may be the only one living there, you get 7 ballots, you fill them all out, hand them to a ballot harvester, and they go, they're all counted. Which is how Democrats like it. Because why? It's easy to just spike a bunch of ballots in. In other words, it makes detecting election fraud almost impossible. Which brings us to podcaster Michael Knowles, explaining how this system that we're seeing Democrats run right now is not new. These are the same tricks they've used since the Civil War. Literally the same tricks.
On Election Day 2026, insurgent candidate Spencer Pratt looked like he might flip Los Angeles to the Republicans, edging out socialist candidate Nidia Raman, setting up a runoff between former communist-turned-Democrat incumbent Karen Bass and the Republican Pratt. But then something strange happened. After 5 days of counting extra ballots, the socialist Raman came up with just enough ballots to overtake Pratt, meaning that no matter what happened in the runoff, a Democrat would continue to run L.A. into the ground. How did the Democrats do it? To answer that question, we need to take a trip down memory lane. The Democratic Party was founded in 1828. Shortly thereafter, party apparatuses such as Tammany Hall institutionalized election theft by stuffing ballot boxes, repeat voting, casting ballots for dead people, bribery, intimidation, absentee ballots, ballot harvesting, and importing voters from outside areas. An audit of a New York City election in 1868, for example, found that 16% of all votes cast were fraudulent, cooked up by Democrats in Tammany Hall. In 1948, Lyndon Johnson infamously stole a Texas Senate seat thanks to the drop of 202 late votes in ballot box 13, giving LBJ an 87-vote victory. That brazen election theft made it all the way up to the Supreme Court, which ultimately didn't want to get involved and washed its hands of the matter. As a result, LBJ went on to become vice president and then president of the United States. In 1994, Democrats tried to steal a state Senate seat in Pennsylvania. On Election Day, Republican Bruce Marks led Democrat William Stinson by over 500 votes. But the absentee ballots curiously went overwhelmingly for the Democrat, giving Stinson just enough votes to win overall. In that case, happily, a federal judge found that Philadelphia election officials had illegally delivered hundreds of absentee ballot packets directly to the Democrats, who in turn collected votes from people who were ineligible to cast votes when they weren't forging the votes outright. Democrats ran precisely the same absentee ballot playbook in 2003 in the East Chicago, Indiana mayor's race, fraud we know about only because the Indiana Supreme Court decided to get involved, ordering a new election, which the Democrat fraudster happily lost. Democrats' reliance on absentee ballot harvesting became so widespread, especially in states such as Illinois, Arkansas, and Georgia, that the 1982 Illinois elections resulted in 62 indictments and 58 convictions for election fraud, involving not only campaign workers, but precinct captains and election officials. In Chicago alone, a grand jury found that 100,000 fraudulent votes had been cast. But Chicago had already been a central hub of Democrat election theft for decades, most infamously exemplified by the 1960 presidential election, in which Robert Dalek, a biographer of both John F. Kennedy and Richard Nixon, concluded that Democrats, quote, probably stole Illinois from Nixon. In 2020, Democrat politicians infamously changed voter laws throughout the United States to increase absentee ballots and insecure ballot drop boxes, in some cases, such as Pennsylvania, in violation of the state constitution. Despite claims of perfectly secure elections, hundreds of Democrats over American history have been convicted over election fraud, and those convictions represent only a small percentage of cases, which represent only a small percentage of allegations of voter fraud widely acknowledged by historians and really by anyone with eyes. In Los Angeles, we see the same old story. A Republican defeated by the last-minute count of absentee ballots, cast without any solid chain of custody, often in ballot drop boxes without any election security. Those circumstances yep. might all be perfectly legal, at least in a Democrat stronghold such as Gomorrah by the Sea. But we're still left with a simple question. If Democrats want us to believe there isn't any voter fraud, why do they keep expanding the use of all the same tricks they've used to steal elections for the past 200 years?
Nothing changes, folks.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today. Also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Elon Musk is now the world's first trillionaire. And hasn't that driven the left absolutely insane? Musk became a trillionaire on Friday after listing his SpaceX company on the New York Stock Exchange.
If people had told me this was going to happen, I was like, man, you must be smoking some really good crack. Because I think this company's going to fail.
But the left are telling us we shouldn't celebrate his success because in the modern moral economy, achievement is fine as long as it doesn't actually achieve anything. Elon Musk, well, he's built cars, he's built tunnels, he's built software, he's built rockets that go to the dark side of the moon and back, and worse, he's made money while doing it. Democrat statesman Bernie Sanders tweeted, and I quote, "Elon Musk's rise to trillionaire status is not a time to celebrate." He went on to explain that Elon Musk, with so much money, was destroying the social fabric of our democracy, which is interesting. Elon Musk created 4,400 instant millionaires on Friday. I don't mean that company executives became millionaires. I mean low-level workers, from welders to cafeteria workers, who'd been paid in stock rather than higher salaries. Low-level workers like Juan Hernandez, who went to work for SpaceX earning $28 an hour as a welder. Now, the company let him buy shares in SpaceX through payroll deductions. 10 years later...
How much money do you stand to make in this IPO?
That opening is going to be like around,
$880,000.
Yes. As an immigrant, you know, I was always taught just to work hard, do the best I can what I do. And thanks to SpaceX, you see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Do you feel like you've achieved the American dream?
Yeah, I mean, but there's no reason to stop.
Folks, understand something that just makes this so awe-inspiring. You know where Elon Musk was on Friday, right? I mean, he's ringing the bell, launching the IPO, setting records. But do you know where he would have been if Kamala Harris won? In prison. Let that sink in for a minute. In prison. Go back and read the Wall Street Journal editorial after the Department of Justice declared it was their goal to prosecute him criminally. Didn't matter for what. This was under Biden. And they came at him with some cooked up charges, very similar to the kind they did against Trump, something about a house with his company owned. They tried to put him in prison. His attorneys were better than theirs. And they were dealt a humiliating defeat. But it's what they did next, the Democrats, that's so horrifying. The Department of Justice came out and doubled down on their goal of putting Musk in prison. They said they would find better charges. The Wall Street Journal editorial was horrified. Since when does the Department of Justice say they're going to double down, come back and get him on something else, and they don't even know what? Yeah, these are Soviet-style show trials. And the Wall Street Journal editorialized that this was totalitarianism, this determination to put him in prison. Why do they want to put Elon Musk in prison? Because he bought Twitter and exposed that the Democrats had ensconced the FBI in it, and they were censoring Americans. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat Party, Chuck Schumer could just order somebody's Twitter account deleted and it would go away. Took down tens of millions of posts, making the Democrats look bad. That is pure totalitarianism. It embarrassed them. So Musk had to go to prison. The only reason he's not in prison right now is because Kamala Harris lost. Instead, he's blazing new trails, making new millionaires, becoming the world's first, on paper, trillionaire. Think about that. And what did he do with his wealth? This is the contract, the man the Democrats are determined to put in prison. A guy who even joked in an interview right before the election, Elon Musk did, hey, if they win, I'm not going to see my family anymore. I'm going to prison. This is the world he lives in. What did he do with his money?
Taxing Elon Musk won't create more wealth. It will just drive wealth away. And whatever you think of Elon Musk, and I agree he's, shall we say, eccentric, he paid $44 billion to buy Twitter so people like the mayor of New York could use it to explain why he's the problem. If Musk is trying to destroy democracy, it's an unusual strategy, funding the town square of his own critics. Elizabeth Warren tweeted, quote, Elon Musk just became the world's first trillionaire. The typical American household would have to work more than 11 million years to make Elon Musk's level of wealth. Now, of course, Elizabeth Warren's net worth isn't $1 trillion. She's only worth about 10 million. The average American would need to work 96 years to match that. But of course, new taxes for the uber rich proposed by the Democrats wouldn't apply to her. Maybe I'm being unfair. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe I'm doing socialists a disservice. After all, Elon Musk isn't actually the first trillionaire in human history. Thanks to socialism, the average Zimbabwean became a trillionaire back in 2009. That's when the left-wing government of Robert Mugabe started issuing $1 trillion notes because you needed that much money to afford two cups of coffee or a bus fare. So don't be jealous of Elon Musk.
He'd be in prison if the Democrats were in power right now. Again, they only missed their first shot at it because his legal team was better than the DOJ's and outmaneuvered them. Unbelievable. It really is when you think about it. But folks, this is exactly how capitalism is supposed to work. Democrats want their followers to believe he hit somebody over the head and stole their money. And that's why Elon Musk has that money. But that's not what happened. He created new services, new technology, and dominated new fields, bettering the future for Americans. And as a result, grew the pie. He didn't steal somebody else's piece. He made the pie bigger. That's what capitalism is. And it's glorious when it's allowed to work. So they went in 28. They're going to come for him like the hounds of hell, and he will go to prison, and there will be censorship reestablished on X, and they'll probably extradite him to Europe for trial there, probably likely in UK and France. But for now, he's free and he's innovating and he's doing things that give me chills. And it's beautiful. So folks, stark black and white difference. Our side celebrated him on Friday, just celebrated his achievement. Why? Because we aren't threatened by achievement. We admire it. Or the left tried to put that man in prison. And that IPO would have never happened. He'd be sitting in a cell, and Twitter, they'd have been able to force the sale of it. They would have terrorized the board. Now look, see, Elon Musk's in prison. You could go there too. Folks, we so narrowly escaped totalitarianism, folks. Trump's not perfect every day. Sometimes it gets on my last nerve. But defeating these people is the greatest public service to humanity perhaps ever.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors. Art. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.